Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
And it is the Shores of the El Pacifico. Here, our studio, our El Pacifico studio, for the last 6 years here with the Talk Radio Network. Our final TRN show will be on the 24th of June, but we have a major announcement next week. We will be releasing that by way of the press release to the radio press, but we will also be announcing it here on our show. The first people to hear it will be our backstage pass members during our pre-show, and then we will, of course, share it with our radio audience. But a major announcement concerning the Phil Hendrick Show next week, and concurrent, although it is nothing I can announce or be specific about, we have other projects in the offing. One is the one-man show, and another is a work that we're doing on a TV project that we feel very, 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 very positive about, and I will fill you in on that. But as you know, guys, I don't like to say things. I'm always missing the mark when it comes to timing, but I never, ever, ever tell you about something that doesn't eventually happen.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Phil.
Yeah, you said when you're going to do that cop show?
What cop show?
Didn't you say you're going to play a cop?
No, you were going to play the detective that wears the derby.
No, no.
Yeah, you said.
I remember something about a derby hat and a cane.
Oh, get out of here. There was no show with a derby hat and a cane. No show. What, was I going to star in it?
Well, that's what you hoped.
Yeah, you wanted to sell it. You wanted to sell a show based on a cop with a derby and a cane, and he whistled.
Get out of here. You cats are high on drugs, man. I never said anything of the sort.
Yeah, it was like a Batman show?
Yes, it was Batman.
What's Batman got to do with a derby hat?
It was Batman, as God is my witness. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Bat.
I'm telling you right now, you guys, you're Batty. That's what you are. Batman, a derby hat. I want to get this clear. A derby hat and what else?
No, you're not going to make fun of me now and hold me up to ridicule.
Wait.
Hello?
Phil, this is Alicia calling in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I wanted to tell you that Marvin and Bud are right about that. I listened to your program. You're going to be Bat Masterson.
Bat Masterson. Okay. Now that makes sense.
Yes, that's what Elisa is. Is that the name?
Yes, Marvin, I'm Lisa. And Bat Masterson was not Batman, though.
Well, who was Bat Masterson?
Bat Masterson was a cop in the 19th century. He was friends with the Earps, you know.
Who's that?
Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, he thinks that's funny, Wyatt Earp.
You know, Bat Masterson was a police officer, and he did wear a derby hat, and he had a cane and everything like this. Well, that's what I want to say. But I never heard you say you were going to star in a show. I think you said you wanted to do Bat Masterson as a one-man stage play.
No, ma'am. I never said I wanted to be Bat Masterson in a one-man stage play.
I'm really sure you did.
Well, if this lady said you did, Phil...
What sense does that make?
I don't know.
Yeah, who can know?
I can know. I want to go out and do Bat Masterson in a one-man stage show. That's a stiff if ever I heard one.
Well, you know, when you said it, Phil... That's exactly what I said. I looked at my husband, too. Jim, he said, why would Phil want to do that and stiff it up, you know? And I said the same thing.
Why would Phil want to do that and stiff it up? I never said that, though.
Well, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, if this lady says you did, Phil...
What, ma'am? What show? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I think it was around Christmas time, either last year or this year.
Christmas time this year? Christmas hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah, well, no, yes, it has, this past year.
2012?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not this year.
Don't nitpick, Phil. The lady's trying to answer your question.
Yes, it was this year. Well, it was this past year.
Okay, fine. So, I said at that time...
Well, I don't know if you said it then or the year before that, which would have been 2010, right?
No, that would have been 2011.
I'm sorry, 2012.
Okay, so what did I say?
You said that you were very excited about doing a one-man show that was going to go all over the country, and you were going to play Bat Masterson in varying stages of his life when he had a derby hat and he had a cane and spats. And you said that it would be fun if you could do a dance or a song.
No, I didn't.
You sure you didn't?
I'm positive I didn't.
Well, who else is on at the same time? Is Rusty Humphrey?
Ma'am, if Rusty Humphrey said that, you'd have to talk to him.
Well, what's his phone number?
I don't know. I never said that.
You know what? Elise, this is Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
You are a charming dear for calling in with that information.
Thank you very much.
And, if you have any recording of it, oh, God, I would give money.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do. Get a recording of it.
Well, I thought you said, Mr. Henry, you've got the largest something, and I'm hoping you said, I was going to make a joke out of it.
Well, you don't have to make the largest archive.
Yeah, Joe, that you have the largest penis.
Okay, thank you very much.
What did she say?
Nothing. Can we look? What do I got to look it up for?
No, I'm going to go through the show log and find out.
You're not going to go through. You're not going to find that. In any show log we have, I didn't say it was going to be Bat Masterson.
Well, then that woman's crazy.
I'm not going to say that either, since she's probably listening right now. No, she's not crazy. She's probably a wonderful lady. And I'm sure that she meant Rusty Humphreys.
Yeah, but Rusty Humphreys didn't say it. Now you're really in for it.
Get out of here. Whoever said it, she said it. Who else is on at the same time as me? Who else is on right now?
Well, let's see. George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman?
Who's the man that does Coast to Coast?
George Parley.
George Norrie.
Yeah, George Norrie, man.
Who's? Oh, okay.
George Norrie?
He wants to be Bat Masterson? I doubt it, Phil. That sounds a little crazy for George. I would think that's right up your alley.
Yeah. See, George, all he talks about are flying saucers, so he would never want to put on a derby hat and do a soft shoe in spats.
Well, why would he?
Yeah, exactly. Why would he? I mean, he doesn't do weird stuff at all. All right. So thank you very much, dear, for that call. But I will tell you that through our archives, you can just have yourself a ball. Now, George W. Obama is a creepy picture making the rounds online that skillfully melds the faces of the past two presidents, but for critics of the Obama administration, it has a much deeper meaning. We had the picture up, and there it is. Let me get this picture. The George W. Obama picture. If you take a look at this thing, it looks like President Obama and George Bush blended together.
Well, I think Butt said it looks like, what would George Bush look like if he looked like Barack Obama?
Yeah, that's...
What?
Well, that's a... What kind of description is that?
I think I just said, what would he look... Well, all right.
You mean if he was black?
Yes, that's what I meant. What would Barack Obama look like if he... Not if he was black, but what would Barack Obama look like if he was white?
No, that's not what this looks like. It looks like, to me, what George Bush would look like if he were black.
Yeah, and Barack Obama's brother...
Yeah, and Barack Obama's brother.
What if he were white and Barack Obama's brother?
Then he'd be Dick Cheney. So,
what did you say that?
Aren't they long-lost cousins or something? You know, it's pretty whack, some of this genealogy stuff, this work they do, because we find out that people that are related to each other, Cheney and Obama, are you kidding?
Yeah, that's a slave-master relationship.
You can't say that, man. They might have been like friends or something.
Well,
what?
Well, it's hardly likely. Don't you think that it's probably more of a slave?
I would think so. I would think so. That if they go back that far, I don't know, where do they find the link up? Where's the link up, Phil? That's what, when you talk about genealogy, where is the link up? Where is the crux, the jontokulum totokuya, which means where is the way.
Did you just make that up?
Yes, I did, but it's... Never mind.
Okay, so we don't have to do French, Margaret. We can say...
It sounds more legitimate.
Okay. I don't know. If it occurred back in the 19th century, fairly recently, we don't know. But I would think if we're talking about a white man and a black man, or a white individual and a black individual, having some sharing bloodlines... generally, my mind immediately goes to the slave-owning era of America and colonial America. It's unfortunate. It's twisted and weird. But hey, you know what? The world is made of these things. Such is the story of the human race. You know, go
going back thousands of years, the kinds of ways that the human race became interrelated, we wouldn't even want to recount. There were wars, there were rapes, there were ravishings, there were families, there was this, there was that. There's all kinds of ways that the human race got together, and that's probably just the way it's going to continue on into the future. So, but here's the thing. The picture of George W. Obama, as they're calling it, this picture of President Bush and Obama, ran on the front page of the Huffington Post this week, accompanying an article about the National Security Agency announcing a court order asking Verizon to hand over all phone calling records for a three-month period. The Verizon action was part of a wide-ranging program of warrantless spying that has continued from the Bush administration through Obama's two terms, despite the fact that Obama once spoke out against such programs. Now, I'm not going to get into a big song and a dance about this, because this is a political thing that if you're grown up enough and you're an adult, you know, and you know and you know that you're a member, a citizen of a country, and you have a president that is sworn to protect the country, that I don't know that I would want that president doing anything other than protecting the country. If that means he's carrying on the policies of his predecessor and flying in the face of things that he said he would do, you don't think Obama doesn't know that he's taking a chance there?
I thought you said you weren't going to do hard news.
Yeah, there you are doing it, and you said you wasn't going to do it.
Well, yeah, man, just because you were interested in a picture, you said talk about a picture. And you were doing fine with a bloodline, now you're talking politics.
Well, I mean, that's not politics, is it? It's just me talking about how, you know, the presidents and Obama.
Well, it is politics in that it pisses a lot of people off. The minute you say the name Barack Obama, you're going to piss. It's like playing... Remember when you put the hip-hop video on Facebook today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, hip-hop videos are like Facebook speed traps. They immediately get all the racism.
Well, it's true. I can't deny what Bud just said.
What did he say?
You didn't hear him.
I don't understand what he said.
He said a hip-hop video is like a Facebook speed trap.
What's that mean?
It means when you put a hip-hop video up on Facebook, especially if you're a white guy like me doing a talk show, white folks, they just show their colors. I mean, the minute...
Yeah, just show that they're colored.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not. I said it shows their colors. Shows that they're colored. These folks can't resist their little Ebonics slam. And so there is this hip-hop video, Molly, and these guys are all just, you know, yeah, man. I'm like four or five guys in a row. It's hysterical. So that's why I call a hip-hop video is like a Facebook speed trap. What Obama is the same almost. All you have to say is the name, man, and he might be doing the greatest thing in the history of the world. There ain't one person that's going to come. First of all, the Democrats that supported him, they're going to say he's a scumbag because he's doing George Bush's policies, and how dare he do that. The conservatives and the Republicans and all those guys, they can't bring themselves to say anything good about Obama. They just cannot do it because they're too invested in him being a commie and a socialist and a jackass. This is a period of time where we have a man. I think we got a president working hard, and we got a lot of dumb Americans.
You just undid months of good work you were doing by not doing politics, by saying what you just said. Dumb Americans, and I just heard Dan say, let's break. Do you have to break?
Did you say break, Dan? Do we have to break, or can't we just blow off the commercial? No, I'm just kidding, no. We'll be right back.
Yeah, just let's not break it all and just keep blowing on through the commercial.
No, we'll be right back. World famous, Phil Henry Show, and I'll try to get my head straight here.
Truth,
get your head straight,
is our
will you?
Bitch.
You gotta get your head around,
the Phil
man.
Hendry Show.
Yeah, get your mind straight.
I'm gonna kick your ass, bud, I swear.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, will join us as we talk here more about the George W. Obama picture. And Larry joins us from Culver City this evening at the Culver Mall there. Larry, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good and trying to get a little bit of shopping out of the way here tonight.
Did you see the article of the George... What do you think of this George W. Obama picture?
Well, you know, I think that it is an accurate portrayal of what Obama is doing, and I know that so many of your friends there on the left side of the aisle, so many of your leftist friends are very upset with Obama, and they feel that he is selling out the left-wing side. But I will tell you that I believe he's sold out America insofar as he is following the George Bush plan by way of subpoenaing the wide-ranging phone program, and yet he still wants to shut Guantanamo down. Based upon that and other things that he's done, I still don't like him. And under the Obama administration, doing it sort of like the Bush administration on steroids, this order here is about as broad as it can possibly get when it comes to focusing on person. There's no warrant. There's no suspicion. There's no probable cause. And this is right out of East Germany. And
yet this is a George Bush policy.
Well, when George Bush did it, George Bush originated it, okay?
Yeah.
And as such, it was his brainchild. Now Obama doing it, it looks like he's trying to copy him. Now, I know that he is copying him because that's what you're supposed to do. If you have the law and you enforce or enact the law, you're copying what the guy that created the law, wants you to do.
Well, what's wrong with that? This is Margaret, Larry. What's wrong with that?
I don't like it. I guess there's nothing wrong with it, but I hate like hell for Obama to be copying. Let me just look at this article again.
Did you read the article?
Hold on. I've been out since 2 o'clock this afternoon, Phil. It is on the West Coast. It's 11:30 right now. We just got out of a movie that was so lousy, I can't even tell you the name of it that Mother wanted to see. She wants to go and get a Baskin-Robbins, so that's what we're going to do.
Well, you're out at a movie with your mom, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had dinner. We had dinner over at P.F. Chang's, and then we went and saw this movie. What was it called?
Paper Plate.
The Paper Plate. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Who was in it, Mother?
Graham Luton.
Who? He's never heard of it.
Larry, you were in the movie with me.
I know I was in the movie with you, Mother, but I have to be honest with you. I avoided it because there was a lot of nudity.
Oh, God. I'm going to go get a Baskin-Robbins.
Yes, I would. I'd like a sassafras.
Woo!
Oh, don't give me that, okay?
Larry, we're on the air.
Okay, well, I got to talk to Mr. Henry.
What do you want?
A sassafras.
I bet they don't have it.
Then get me a moose tracks.
The one that...
Okay, Phil, I'm sorry.
Sassafras, huh?
What, are you going to make a big deal out of it? We've had a tough day, if you don't mind.
No, that's okay. So Obama, I believe that Obama doing what President Bush did, I think these are just responsible presidents who are looking to protect the country.
Now, hold on for a minute. What do you kids want? No, I haven't got any money for magazines. Get out of here. Don't bother me, kid. Don't hang on my leg, okay? Get off my leg. Hold on, Phil. The kid's on my leg. Get off my leg! Get off my... Is this your kid, brother? He's hanging all over my leg. Get him off of me! Get him off!
What the hell is going on there?
Larry!
What was that?
The kid, there's a little 3-year-old kid suddenly just attached himself to my leg. God! I gotta get out of here. Let me move over to a central area here in the mall where I can be seen and you're safer in crowds. That's what they say.
Well, what happened?
I don't know, but it seems to me that this group of kids, they had a little 3-year-old, and I think what they were trying to do was roll me. And
roll you?
Yes. In other words, they wanted to mass mug me, and they got the kid on my leg, and while I was trying to get the kid off of me, I put my hand instinctively on my rear end because that's where I keep my wallet.
On your butt?
No, in a pocket, okay? But I instinctively... Here, they're coming back now. Yeah, hey, how you doing? Yeah, nice weather we're having. You bet. Okay, they're gone.
Wait, these people just tried to rob you.
That's what I think.
And now you're going, hey, how you doing, huh?
Well, in case they forgot who I was. So I put my hand...
All right, let's get back to the article, please.
Yeah, fine. What an ass.
Yeah, he's carrying a rag a little bit today.
What's with the rag, okay?
Hey, Larry, this is Robert.
Yeah, Robert, how you been?
I'm doing fine. Listen, Phil is doing a good job. Phil, you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
All right, well...
Hold on, we got to take a break.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover at the Culver Mall as we talk about the George W. Obama creepy picture. Coming up, we'll have that Scarlett Johansson news, a suit over a bizarre French book that depicts her doppelganger.
What's that, a sex act?
No, it's not a sex. We'll be right back, Phil Hendry Show. No, it's not a sex act.
Isn't it oral sex?
No, doppelganger?
I think it is a sex act.
Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you very much to Larry Grover. And we got to move on. Please apologize to Mr. Grover for me, bud, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, Larry? Yeah, we got to move on. Why couldn't I have told you before? I don't know.
Boy, one of these days, man.
Bud, why can't you do that quietly?
Because Phil told me.
Yeah, but when I tell you to do something, can you just, hey, Larry, you know, because I got to...
I'm going to go, what, hey, Larry? Boy, that sounds like I'm breathing in his ear. That could be misconstrued.
Only you could misconstrue that, bud. No one else. Only you. Only you would turn that into some kind of a sexual harassment rap. In any event, oh, you know what we didn't do? We did not suspend our normal broadcast here off of Phil Hendry Radio. We have to do that. Good God. Although I think it probably doesn't. Does it last forever?
What do you mean, does it last forever?
I think we've been on Phil Hendry Radio, and we should not have been on Phil Hendry Radio. So why don't we? I have to just do one thing here, folks. I got to stop the live stream there. And then I have to close this, and then I have to start it over here. I apologize, folks. There we go. So that should be the classic?
That should be the archive streaming at Phil Hendry Radio right now.
Yeah. What we usually do is we usually have a live stream of the audio of our pre-show at Phil Hendry Radio, and we forgot to do that. Robert?
I don't know, my job.
Well, I don't know whose job it is. It isn't mine, but it seems to me you should hire someone, Phil, who is an overall technical director here at the location, so that Dan Northcraft, who is at the location of the control room, well, he can't do it anyway, can he?
I don't think so, because he's up in the control room, which is in another city.
So, all right, so he doesn't...
Yeah, his arms can't reach down.
I know his arms can't reach down. So then what do you do?
I've got to hire someone who works here, technically, which we don't need, really, had I remembered to do that, and I forgot to do it. It should be something that is automatic as I work. Anyway, folks, sorry to have to keep talking. You know, can we get this stuff out of the way while I'm off the air instead of talking about it on the air?
You're the guy that started to talk about it.
I know, but I would have liked to have had one of you two nuts go over, turn off the streaming, and turn on the thing. So the other thing...
What?
To turn off the thing... Never mind.
Turn off the thing. What's the thing?
Turn off what I was doing and then turn on the other thing. Oh, man.
Phil, you see, if you can't say what you don't mean, you'll never mean.
Can't say what you mean, you'll never... If you can't... Huh.
Forget it. Forget it. You see, that was a quote that I always loved from the last emperor. If you don't say what you mean, you'll never mean what you say. That's it. If you don't say what you mean, you'll never mean what you say.
And what does that mean?
It means that if you don't use the right word, if you don't say properly the thing what you want to...
Nice grammar.
You're telling me? Boy.
Yeah, bud, you talk like you got the Gloyd gene.
You do, bud.
I talk like I got a Gloyd gene. If I talk like I got a Gloyd gene, you must have a gene of an idiot.
Wow, what a put down, man.
Not much of a put down.
I think it is.
Okay, are you done? Are you done?
Well.
He has the gene of an idiot. You have the Gloyd gene.
I think my put-down's better.
Whatever.
I don't.
Fine.
I think Roberts was better.
Great. Scarlett Johansson. What do you think of Scarlett Johansson, Margaret?
Scarlett Johansson is absolutely the most gorgeous, talented young actress in Hollywood today. She is a revelation. I don't think there are too many actresses or actors... Who, first of all, look as good as she does on camera. She's just stunning. And we just saw, Frank and I just saw her in the Hitchcock film.
Oh, she was in that?
Yes. She played Janet Leigh.
That's the movie about Alfred Hitchcock. Sorry.
So she played Janet Leigh in that film. I remember her being in the film. I forgot she played Janet Leigh, and she did look great. She looked fantastic.
Janet Leigh never looked that good. But beyond that, Scarlett Johansson is a terrific young actress, and I only see her getting better. She really is just one of those great superstars.
Now, what is this thing, this doppelganger thing?
Well, what this is, the first thing we look at is a film, I think. It features a Scarlett Johansson doppelganger. She's not happy. Scarlett Johansson is suing, it's not a film, it's a book. She's suing a French publisher over the use of her likeness in a book. Now, according to French radio RTL, Johansson, which is the French pronunciation, or Johansson, filed a lawsuit against J.C. Latte for exploitant her likeness. Okay.
Can we not do so much French?
Oh, you've got the anti-French thing going, huh? What, do you want to call them freedom fries?
No, Margaret, I don't. But when you said her likeness...
Did you hear him laugh like a hand-wiping, hand-wringing lech?
Well, you said likeness.
That is the French pronunciation.
All right. We don't need the French pronunciation of the word likeness, because all we're getting then is a misunderstanding. So according to French Radio RTL...
All right, fine. According to French Radio RTL, Johansson filed a lawsuit against J.C. Latte for exploiting her likeness. God. In the first thing we look at. Now, the French novel depicts a woman falling in love with a garage owner who has sex with her in grease on the floor as she screams, "Oh, God, I'm only kidding."
Don't mess up.
I'm sorry. No, it depicts, the French novel depicts a woman falling in love with a garage owner who believes she is the Avengers actress, Scarlett Johansson. Later in the book, it's revealed she is not, in fact, Johansson, but rather a doppelganger named Jeanine Fauquepot. Now,
what is the name?
Jeanine, but this is a fictitious person, so it doesn't matter. Fauquepot. See? F-O-U.
Hey, look at that.
If you grab, I will geld you alive.
Sorry.
F-O-U-C-A-P-R. Okay, Fauquepot.
Well, I did it better, but okay. Delacorte denied to RTL the book was opportunistic. It's a silly... It is a bit silly to say that if you talk about a person, the courts have to get involved. That's quite sad. According to The Hollywood Reporter, author Grégoire Delacorte defended his book to the French paper La Figaro. Do you know the La Figaro?
Yeah, that's the national newspaper of France.
Yes, but it was also in the Mozart play Figaro, 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 sold American. You remember that?
No, I don't.
What are you laughing at?
I don't. No, I don't. I don't. I remember a Mozart opera about a man measuring his bed, right?
A man measuring his bed?
Yeah. Wasn't that Figaro?
We're not talking about the street in downtown L.A., Phil.
I know we're not talking about Figueroa. We're talking about Figaro.
Figaro. This is an opera. Figaro, 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 Figaro. You don't know that, huh?
No, I don't. I mean, I know the Figaro, but...
Not Figaro. It's La Figaro, you see. And, gosh, I wish that I... Bobby Dooley went with me. We were in France 2 years ago. And can you get Ms. Dooley on the phone for me?
You and Bobby, huh?
Yes, and we went as part of the Sisters Under One Hood. And what it was a charity effort... On behalf of gangs and on behalf of the different gangbangers, not gang, I shouldn't say gangbangers, it was a charity that sought to support gangs from being gangs, keep them away from being, I guess, what they themselves. Bobby, dear, are you there?
Oh, hi, Mother. How are you?
I'm good. Remember when we were in Paris?
Oh, how can I forget? We had a great time.
Well, we went to the opera.
Oh, we went and saw Mozart, that's right.
Yes, and what was the song?
Well, you, I remember, began to sing Figaro, Figaro.
Yeah, we're talking about that, Bobby. Do you remember the name of the opera?
Well, it was the Opera House.
No, I know it's the Opera House there in the Opera District.
Right, and it was in a part of Paris, Phil, that they call the assignment or something.
Those are the districts, dear, of the city, but the opera district.
Yes.
The opera was Mozart, right?
Well, I remember it was Mozart, and you were singing Figaro. I don't do it as good as you, but you were going Figaro, Figaro. And about halfway through the first act, they asked us to leave.
Yes.
And we went across the street to have, we had a snow cone, and then we had some snails, because I said I wanted to have snails.
Yes, because that's what you've got to have when you're in France.
Yes. So I had some snails and a snow cone, and then I said I wanted to have wine, because everyone talks about wine.
We did. We have, how many bottles did we have?
We had about 4 bottles of wine, and I remember I vomited.
Oh, you poor thing.
It was, but we had so much fun, Phil.
All right, but you guys didn't stay for the whole opera.
No, we didn't, because they asked us to leave because we were talking about it. They're very anti-American in France. There's no getting around it.
They really are, Phil. We were talking. Now, I know you don't want to talk in the middle of a performance, but that's movies. They always tell you to be quiet in the movies, right, Margaret?
They do. Not, excuse me.
You're excused.
Not in an opera.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Bobby.
Why?
Because I have to deal with this.
You have to deal with what?
You belching. I don't like it.
I was thinking back on when we had the garlic snails, and it caused a sympathetic belch. You are very, very backward, Phil. You don't get it about food, about travel, and that a belch, oftentimes, is the epitome of femininity and ladylike behavior. I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh, so does that mean...
Yes, we're finished.
I got to tell you, Margaret, and I've talked to David about this, and he agrees with me, okay?
About what?
About when you say, I'm Margaret Gray, then the conversation has to end. He agrees that it is unfair of you to leave a conversation hanging like that.
I didn't leave anything hanging. I said, I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, but he doesn't feel it's fair that when you say, I'm Margaret Gray, we have to stop talking about the topic.
I locked it out.
Yes, he locked it out. You're not going to lock it out.
I had to lock you out, man, you know?
Lock you out. Well, start the show and lock you out.
Yeah, you get locked out.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Scarlett Johansson, by the way, I don't see what's wrong with a guy writing a book and including in that book a reference to a popular figure, a popular celebrity, a figure of the contemporary times. Are they nuts? Boy, France, man, what a bunch of Nazis. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Those French are Nazis. I was reading it.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
It's called The Marriage of Figaro. That's the I think it's the name of the play, based on a stage comedy by Pierre Beaumarchais. What did Mozart put this to? His earlier play, The Barber of Seville, had already made a successful transition to opera in a particular version by an Italian guy whose name I can't pronounce here. But it is a opera, a comic opera composed in 1786 in 4 acts by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart with a libretto in Italian by Lorenzo De Ponte. Based, what are you looking at, bud?
What is that?
Yeah, what's that mean?
What does what mean?
Will you let him finish?
Yeah, but what does that mean, a libretto?
I don't know, dude. It's the words. Ain't that what it is?
Ain't that what it is? God Almighty, I'm sitting here. When I talk about culture with you three, it's as if I'm sitting in mule dung. It's as if... go ahead, Margaret. Sit down in that hay that a donkey just let one go in. Sit comfortably in it, and let's talk culture. That's how I feel. That's how defiled I feel. That's how befouled I feel.
Well, Margaret, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Your sarcasm will not help.
Well, what do you want me to do? Okay, we're doing a radio show here. This is not the culture review here. You know, I'm not sitting here, and now here's Margaret Gray to tell us about the fine things in life.
Well, I wish you would. You know that I've been campaigning with David Hall for the longest time to do a culture report. I want to go to the opera. I want to go and see the plays. I want to...
What about go? You could go do the zoo.
What do you mean, the zoo? God, I hate you.
What do you mean?
The zoo, bud? Are you kidding? That's not culture. That's...
It's not?
No, it's not. It's going to the zoo.
I hate him. Is there anything we can do about that?
Yeah, you can go to a psychiatrist.
I can go to... What does that mean?
It means it's your problem. Deal with it.
Well, in any event, The Marriage of Figaro was a play, a stage comedy. Now, you're talking about Beaumarchais, the earlier play by the Barber of Seville author. That was a biggie. That was huge. And anyway, it went, Figaro, Figaro. I thought you were going to look it up on YouTube.
No, I'm not going to waste my time, okay? So thank you very much, Margaret. Can we move on now?
Waste your time.
Yeah. Because we have other fish to fry, baby, as the saying goes, huh? Other fish to fry? Remember, at PhilHenryShow.com, you can fry some fish. You can fry fish and listen to our classic podcast, listen to our Daily Show podcast, watch our daily archive of the videocast. You can watch the videocast live as well as hear the audio of the show. If you have a mobile device, we are available on your mobile device, your iPhone, your smartphone, your dumb phone, your the phone that just never really kept up in school. Whichever phone you got that phone, and you'll find us mobile on it at PhilHenryShow.com. And by the way, have we rolled out our mobile site yet?
I just was going to ask you if we rolled it out.
I'm asking you.
Well, I think we probably should have. They're doing a little bit of tweaking, and then they're going to have it.
Right, because we had a group of our BSPs test the mobile site. They made their recommendations, and very, very shortly, we will have that. Now, once that's done, then we are going to be providing the Phil Henry Radio feature at PhilHenryShow.com. So essentially what will happen is this. You can go into the archives and explore, or you can use a radio feature on our website and just listen to that day's featured live stream. All of that a part of your backstage pass at PhilHenryShow.com. So there's lots to explore, lots to do, and lots of stuff, and ain't that just groovy. Next week we have a major press announcement, Margaret.
Yes, I've been in touch with Amir Forrester, who is the press relations person for the Phil Henry Show. And she assures me that this will be a major announcement and that, I don't know.
Right, because Amir's writing it.
Yeah, why didn't I get to write it?
You know, because she's worked for me for a long time. I don't want to get into an argument with you, Margaret. She's writing it. All right, former Miss Alabama USA Catherine Webb is speaking up about reports that she's engaged to her quarterback boyfriend, A.J. McCarron. We're doing great, she said in an interview, but when asked if she was getting ready to walk down the aisle with McCarron, she said, what aisle? And they said, ha, 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 you know what we mean. What are you doing?
I want to see if that's in there.
It's not, I'm joking.
Why you gotta do that?
Don't grab the copy. How many times have I told you guys?
So you're going to carve this news story up, and I've got to just take a wild guess.
Just go with the flow, will you? When asked if she was getting ready to walk down the aisle, she said, no, but I'm getting ready to walk off a cliff.
I'm going to get... Yeah, okay.
Who are you talking to?
David.
And what did he say?
Now you're beeswax.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Just checking some stuff.
Just checking some stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, the former Miss America, Miss Alabama, I should say, was talking with the news reporters. They said, are you going to get ready to walk down the aisle? And she said, no, but I talk any longer to you guys, and I'm getting ready to walk to a gun shop, buy one, load it, and blow my brains out. Oh, that's real funny, huh?
David said.
Yeah, Mr. Hall just called up with it.
Well, Phil, you only bring it on yourself. David said to go to the cricket. He said, go to the crickets, and that's what we're doing.
So, in other words, David, wherever you are, I can't do a couple of gags. Everything's going to stiff, huh?
Just pick it up, will you?
Don't tell me to pick it up. So, anyway, when asked... All right, I already did that. So, Catherine Webb denies sticking to a strict 1,100-calorie diet a day? You're kidding. 1,100... Why are you hitting the crickets now?
That wasn't funny.
It's not supposed to... Turn it off, bud. That wasn't supposed to be funny.
I'm talking 1,100 calories a day, man. I'm doing 2,000. Webb had recently been photographed... sporting a massive diamond sparkler on her ring finger, but claims it is not an engagement ring. She got it in a box of Cracker Jacks. All right. You know something, man. Turn it off. I won't do any more. Right now, I'm just really focusing on doing more charity work. I have more of a platform to be able to do that than any talent to do acting or modeling. So thank God. Engaged or otherwise, we're glad to hear that the beautiful couple...
Sorry.
Engaged or otherwise, we're glad to hear the beautiful couple are still an item. So says the news site Ass News. I don't know.
It's Lily Harrison, I think, is the writer.
Lily Harrison, great. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it gets a little much when they say, oh, are you married yet? Are you married? Look at members of the Fifth Estate, my brothers and sisters, don't make a story where there is no story. If A.J. McCarron is going to marry her, he'll let you know. She's sporting the big ring. Three guesses and the first two don't count. What a bunch of... I swear you guys are like little girls holding hands, powdered cheeks, breeches very tight around the crotch. I don't know.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
That was wicked.
Yeah, it was real funny, man.
Phil Hendry.